The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to join us here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. One of the administrators of Silk Road 2.0 is taking a guilty plea, and it's actually not who I thought it was. I used the name Blake Benthal. He already pled guilty. This is a different administrator that you're going to be talking about, James. We're going to get into that story here. You're welcome to join us as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Quick recap, just to bring listeners up to speed who might just be tuning in on Silk Road. It was created in 2011, the original Silk Road 1.0, by Ross Ulbricht, who is now spending the rest of his life in prison, sadly, because he created Silk Road. And it was the world's greatest, the most important development to the black market that I believe has ever happened in our lifetimes. The world's greatest underground black market website, the most infamous, and that's why they targeted him. They spent a whole lot of police resources trying to bring the site down. They ultimately did arrest Ross and take the site down in October of 2013. He's been in jail ever since, was convicted in, I think, January of 2015. And, James, you actually went down there for a portion of the trial, and you engaged in some protest and outreach activities out in front of the courthouse.
Until Judge Kathleen Forrest said, "You better stop it, or we're going to really punish the jury by sequestering him, and then they're going to think Silk Ross is a drug kingpin.
A mastermind. Yeah.
A mastermind."
Well, yeah, that's right. And so he was sent to prison. And during all of that, I think it was in 2014 when Silk Road 2.0 was taken down. So, So Silk Road 1.0 went down. And then a month later, Silk Road 2.0 launched.
Yes. I love when that happens. I mean, I love things like the Pirate Bay. Whenever they get taken down, they're right back up on their feet within a day or two. And it's really sad when a good idea gets crushed by the government jackbooted thugs to come in and say, "Yeah, brr, stop that." And so I always wanted to write Chuck Schumer and say, "You know, Chuck, I know you asked the FBI to shut down the Silk Road, and it's a good thing you did. That way Silk Road 2.0 could come online. And now we have Alpha Bay and the Real Deal and the Outlaw Marketplace. We have like a dozen knockoffs, and it's so much better because now we have competition on the marketplace. It used to be Silk Road was the only place you go if you wanted to buy your drugs online anonymously. Now you have all these wonderful tour sites working." And
well, not all of them are wonderful. Some of them are scams. After Silk Road 1.0 came on, there was a site called Sheep Marketplace. Evolution was another one where the operators sort of copied the idea of Silk Road 1.0. They changed the name, basically, but otherwise everything was kind of the same. And they, you know, said, "Oh, come over to our marketplace. We'll, you know, you can sell your drugs and buy your drugs here, and we're great." And so people did that because, you know, they want to buy and sell drugs. And ultimately they took the money and ran at some point. Some of them did.
Yeah. And, you know, this is so wonderful because not just you cannot sell just drugs, but machine guns or guns in general. So, I mean,
Silk Road 1.0 did not allow for gun sales.
So like, yes.
They did not allow for child pornography, and they did not allow for poison to be sold on their site. So anything that could be used
to create harm.
Exclusively, basically, to harm someone else. Or not necessarily exclusively, but they just had a category of stuff they decided they didn't want to mess with. Some of the newer sites do allow weapon sales, but others don't.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
I mean, it's getting harder and harder for the government to control these things thanks to 3D printers. I mean, how long before we have a 3D printer that can not only print objects, but can print molecules? Like, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could go, "Computer,
maybe in our lifetime."
Yeah, "Computer, please replicate 5 milligrams, 3,6-diacetylmorphine. That is heroin. You need the level 4 authorization clearance in order for you to have that chemical compound. Computer, override." And just, like, I always love how liberal arts majors think computers work in Star Trek, and I was just thinking, you know, it would be so wonderful if we had that technology. What could we do with the holodrack, you know?
So let's continue, though, on Silk Road 2.0. So the thing is, Silk Road 1.0, one of the ways it was taken down, one of the most important factors to its takedown, was they busted one of the administrators during its operation. I think it was Curtis Green. I don't recall for sure what his name was. Anyway, they took down one of the administrators, and then a corrupt cop, Karl Marx Forrest IV, assumed operation of that administrative account on the site. So this was one of the ways they identified Ross Ulbricht. There were a few different ways, but this was one of their the ways they confirmed his identity, was they had a man on the inside with administrative access to the site. So he could get into the back end of Silk Road 1.0, and he could see the special, you know, mastermind screen or whatever, where you could see, you know, who all was logged in and what were they doing on the site at the time. And so this guy's account could see when Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator, the main guy behind the site, was logged into the site. So they would, like, coordinate. They would have an observation team outside of Ross Ulbricht's home, and they would be watching, and they would see mm-hmm. when, someone's opening a Tor connection in Ross's house. Oh, look, says the undercover agent on the Silk Road. Looks like Dread Pirate Roberts has logged in to the Silk Road at the same time as the Tor connection has opened up in Dread Pirate Roberts' house. Oh, the Tor Dread Pirate Roberts has logged out, and the Tor connection has closed. Oh, and look, Ross Ulbricht has now walked out of the front door of his parents' home. So this was one of the ways they kind of made the connection that this is probably Ross Ulbricht, who is Dread Pirate Roberts. Anyway, this undercover operative who had assumed the username, because the guys on the Silk Road didn't know. You know, the administrators didn't know that one of their admins had been replaced by a federal agent. Otherwise, yes.
Ross had interesting policy. He made all of his admins send him
identification,
the driver's licenses, and then he like vetted them somehow. But when that guy got busted, he found out about it. And that's where supposedly he found out about it. That's where supposedly one of the murders for hires came, was he actually ordered that guy.
Are you sure about that? Because that account was active through the end of... Maybe you're confusing that with someone else, because that the account that the Fed... My understanding of the story was the undercover Fed had administrative access through to the end of the Silk Road, which is why when Silk Road 2.0 launched, that same Fed was involved in the launch of 2.0. So this is how that 2.0 was compromised from day one, because one of the administrators... So, the admins who were still remaining after Ross was arrested... They decided they wanted to launch another site, and so they did. And one of those admins was the undercover agent. And so from day one, Silk Road 2.0 was compromised. Yes. And then it turned out Blake Benthal, the main administrator behind Silk Road 2.0, had actually purchased hosting in his own name. So that helped them connect him to, you know, who was running the site. It's a mess.
It's really hard when you're running a criminal enterprise. I mean... You know, it's kind of like if you're running a criminal enterprise, most of the people you're probably going to be dealing with are not that reliable or trustworthy. Because by definition, if you're an upstanding, good, moral person, you're probably not overtly breaking the law. You're certainly not going to. You shouldn't go around being like, I'm breaking the law. I'm running a master crime ring.
In this case, the immoral people were the federal government agents.
And I concur with that. And of course, I just love the Justice Department because they're the best advertising for the illegal drug marketplaces. So in 2015, the Justice Department actually released a press release about Silk Road 2, and they said, this site's been making $8 million per month since it began in November 2013. I'm like, you know, there are a lot of people out there thinking, they made $8 million a month? And you only caught them because they made this one tiny mistake. And so if I don't make that mistake, are you telling me I can make $8 million a month?
Sure, as long as you don't bring a federal agent in from day number one.
Yeah. And so, goodness gracious, I said the U.S. federal government, they are so good at promoting illegal drug use. I mean, I can't think of a better advertising. Kids, if you want to become wealthy, start up a Silk Road website and sell weed and cocaine and heroin online. And as long as you don't make certain mistakes, you won't get busted, it's darn near impossible to get busted.
Well, the solution, I think, ultimately is going to be like just like pirated music and movies. Like you could shut down Napster, but you can't shut down torrents.
Right.
So now you have like the open bazaar, you have
open
things
bazaar
where it's going to be decentralized. So maybe these stories where admins are getting busted are going to, you know, fall by the wayside because, like, there are an estimated 4,000 vendors on Silk Road. If they were all hosting their own website, how in the heck would you shut them all down? It'd be a very difficult thing to do.
We need to talk about Open Bazaar, but let's do that after we give you the update. So, James, let's get into the story about Silk Road 2.0. They took it down. They busted Blake Benthal as the administrator, but apparently they also last year arrested another one of the admins.
Yes, this one of the top admins. His name is Brian Farrell. His name was Dr. Clue on the site. Well, he just pled guilty. He's facing up to 8 years in prison. Of course, the judge can sentence him to more.
Yep.
We'll get into that.
Motion for upward departure.
We'll definitely get into it here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Your comments on the free market. It does exist. It's online. And it's not called the Silk Road anymore, although I think there's still one out there that's using that that terminology. I don't think it's very popular. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The Toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about darknet marketplaces, specifically the Silk Road 2.0, and its takedown in 2014, about a year after the Silk Road 1.0 was taken down. Administrator of the site, Blake Benthal, had initially indicated that he was going to be pleading guilty. There hasn't really been an update in Benthal's case, but there has, in a different guy's case who was involved, Dr. Clue, who was one of the other administrators of the site. Now, go ahead, James.
Yeah, he's been called the right-hand man to, you know, the head of Silk Road 2.0.
All right.
So this guy was supposedly... he was doing all kinds of stuff, customer service. He was like the spokesman. He was helping administer the site.
Where's your story coming from, by the way?
ArsTechnica.com.
ArsTechnica.
So,
tell me more.
Yeah, he just pled guilty, it appears, to one count of distribution of heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine.
Mm, okay.
So that carries a minimum sentence of 5 years.
I wonder, was he actually selling drugs through the site? Because... if you're just running the website, you're not actually distributing the drugs.
18 U.S.C. Section 371 conspiracy. So
was that a conspiracy charge or was it a distribution charge?
Well, keep in mind, you can plead guilty to a different charge,
to something you didn't do.
That's right.
That's true.
It's not only illegal to sell drugs, it's also, so like if you remember the Fat Stuff trial, that's what they got Panos and Katie on initially. They charged them not only
this was
distribution, the head shop local in town in Keene, they charged them with distribution of controlled substance and also conspiracy, because technically if, say, an employee sold a synthetic cannabinoid in violation of the law, they can't charge Panos and Katie because they didn't do it. But if they conspired in any way, and what's conspiracy? That's when you do any affirmative act with a meeting of the minds intending to break a law with another individual. You're just as guilty as though you had broken the law yourself. So if I say, Ian, would you please sell James $5 of marijuana, you're actually you're breaking the law by distributing the marijuana, but I'm also guilty because I'm conspiring with you to help break the law.
Yeah, but putting up a website isn't the same thing, right? I mean, if you put up a website and people decide to use it for selling drugs, then that's not a conspiracy to sell drugs.
Well, it would be under the law. Now, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, a hitman. Like, I give you an analogy. If I set up a website, you know, asking, please assassinate somebody, and that person goes out and assassinates somebody. Well, I didn't assassinate them. I just put up the website asking somebody to be assassinated. So at what point does...
Yeah, but you're still asking someone specifically to commit a crime for you,
right?
Whereas putting up a website that just allows people to sell and buy whatever they want,
yes,
to...
Well, that's not what the federal government... The federal government says, you know, if you want to put this substance into your body, how dare you, young man? Marijuana, really, when the government... I would appreciate it if they would just say, the reason heroin, cocaine, marijuana, MDMA... all these compounds, the reason they're illegal is because we said so. And if you disagree, tough titty, because we are going to have men with guns come to your house and we're going to kidnap you and throw you in. I understand that. That would be much more honest than to have this whole thing of, oh, no, we're doing it to protect you and we have to have this. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a fair trial. Like, that's the other myth. There is no such thing as a fair trial. No, no, no. That whole thing.
The Rossover trial was completely staged and ridiculous from top to bottom.
No, anybody who's been in the justice system knows the whole game is rigged in the favor of the government. Every once in a while, they make a show of letting someone who actually was innocent get free. But I guarantee you, most people who are convicted, they either are guilty or they're innocent and they're just taking, like, Panos and Katie Eliopoulos, the owners of Fat Stuff, they didn't plead guilty because they were actually guilty. They pled guilty because they ran out of money. They said, look, we've spent $20,000 in lawyers. We don't have any money to continue paying the lawyers.
Get this over with.
And so the Justice Department said, all right, you plead guilty to a petty misdemeanor. We'll take all your money and give you $10,000. I mean, that's the whole thing. And it's not fair, but you know what? They're the government, so they have all the guns, and that means they're right. And I hate to tell people that. The reason the government's right is they have all the guns.
Well, they're not right.
I know they're not right, but you better not tell them that to their face, otherwise they're going to punish you.
So more on the story.
Yeah, so apparently the lawyers and the prosecutors agreed to a sentence of 8 years, but the judge is allowed to impose a harsher sentence if he chooses.
Jeez.
Now, one thing I wonder, maybe TJ knows, is there like a maximum... like on the sentencing guidelines?
Yes. I mean, I'd have to look at what charge. I mean, if you ever look at the Title 21, which is the Controlled Substance Code, and Title 18, which is the Criminal Code, and Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, all of these things will say, if so and such does this, then they shall be not sentenced more than. So the U.S. Code, very rarely it has minimums, but most of the time it'll say, like, for 18 U.S.C. 1956, that's money laundering. Mm-hmm. I just happen to know that one off the top of my head. It's 20 years is the maximum penalty. Now, in actuality, what happens is they didn't want it comes from the Uniform Sentencing Guideline Reform Act. Congress wanted to give judges a little bit of discretion, but not too much. They didn't want judges to be too lenient. So they have this point system. Like, if you try and hide who you are when you commit a federal crime, that increases the penalty you get. If it is involved a gun, that more penalty. So literally, they go through and they add up all the points. And then they subtract points, like if you accept responsibility, if you cooperate with the prosecution, they take off points. And then based on the base level offense and the point system, the guidelines will say you get between 18 and 24 months, and the judge can use his discretion, but he can't sentence you less than 18, and he can't sentence you more than 24. So a lot of times, if you ever heard in Breaking Bad, Queen for a Day and 5K. A 5K is a motion for downward departure. And basically that means, Your Honor, we would like to allow you to sentence him less than the statutory minimum because he cooperated. They can also go in the opposite direction, motion. So they say, we want you to punish him more harshly than the law would allow because of these aggravating factors. So really, you know, the judge, a lot of times judges have said, look, I would give you like a week in prison because you did you broke the law, but you didn't do anything too bad. But I'm required by law to give you a statutory minimum of 20 years because that, I mean, it's like the three strikes law.
So is it only the, can any of the the prosecutor or defense motion for the different upward or downward?
I don't know. I need to read the federal criminal code, but, yeah. You know, generally motions for upward or downward departure are with the prosecution, the government. They're the ones who get to, I mean, the defense can't say, Your Honor, I want to cooperate and I want a plea deal. The prosecution, they are the only ones who are allowed to offer a plea deal. And if the prosecutor says, like to Ross, no plea deal, life in prison, and that's it, guess what? I'll give you money. I'll cooperate. I'll do whatever you ask. Too bad. We don't want a plea deal. We want to make an example of you.
Send a message.
And that's one thing I have to say. If you're going to defy the government, remember, they can do whatever they want to you. You're talking about a very powerful force, and the rules don't matter. They can basically do whatever they want. They make a show of having rules and like, oh, no, we're fair and we follow the rules. But they can suspend any of the rules they want at any time. So you have the right to remain silent? Well, okay, not anymore. I order you as a judge to tell us what you know. Well, Your Honor, I don't want to. Too bad. And I always thought it was kind of funny, like, if you tell a judge no, well, judge, what are you going to do, break my kneecaps, put a gun to my head? I mean, if all you can do is throw me in jail and I still refuse to cooperate, what are you going to do? And then that's when judges get angry, like, and so they have to make a show of it. I thought judges, they never get angry, even though they are angry. So I always thought it would be funny to go in and insult a judge.
Wait, what? Judges absolutely get angry, dude. I don't know how much you... I've spent enough time in court.
This is how a judge would be like, Mr. Freeman, you are out of order. Please have a seat.
Oh, no.
No.
There are plenty of videos. I remember one video, like this woman like said something to the judge, and he was walking away, and he's like, "No, bring her back!" And he had to arrest her. Yeah, he was like,
and that poor bailiff is like, "Well, I got to obey the judge, or I'll get punished."
All right, toll free number is 855-450-FREE. More on Silk Road 2.0, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
James,
Dan, TJ the Spy.
We've got Skype as well, so Skype on into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. We're talking about online marketplaces. Silk Road 2.0 Administrator Dr. Clue has pled guilty. We'll be heading towards sentencing, and Blake Benthal, the other administrator of Silk Road 2.0, we haven't heard much about what his sentencing is going to be. He pled guilty pretty much right off the bat. We'll continue with that discussion. Also, there's some bigger issues that are in play. FreedomsPhoenix.com, by the way, they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at FreedomsPhoenix.com every day. And you can go there and get up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, James, you've been sharing with us a story about Silk Road 2.0 Administrator Dr. Clue. I forget what his real name.
Brian Farrell.
Brian Farrell has taken a guilty plea, facing what could be 8 years in prison, and that's a minimum, right? Was it eight years minimum?
No, it was the
recommended.
Recommended. Okay, so it could be lower.
In theory, it's a 5-year minimum.
It could be lower. It could be higher.
That's right.
The judge will decide.
Yeah, based on a sentencing guideline that Congress has laid out in their infinite wisdom.
I was just thinking, like, supposedly the site was making $8 million a month. Silk Road 2.0 said in this article, like. Let's just suppose he made $8 million. Like, and you do 8 years, like, is that a good...
$1 million a year to sit in jail?
Like, is that a good amount of money? I don't know.
Presuming he has his Bitcoin in a safe offline, you know, wallet that the feds don't know about.
Oh, by the way, yeah, that's another great reason Bitcoin is superior. Like, the feds, the police, they can seize your money or your gold or your property.
Yeah.
But with Bitcoin, if you're the only one that knows the password or the seed or the thing to your wallet... They can't take your money away. I mean, they could take the computer away, but if you have a backup online somewhere, you'll still be able to spend your money. And so that was one of the things when I had my computer taken away by the police. It took me about, you know, an hour or two, but I had my Bitcoins back. Now, if they would have taken my cash, it would have taken weeks or maybe years.
You might never get that back.
Yeah, especially if it's, you know, it's really hard if it's in the police custody. If it costs $20,000 to fight in court, which is another reason I don't like the court system. You can't go in there and be like, I'm an average person. I want something that's reasonable. There, you're not an attorney. You didn't say oogly boogly sign. Like, I mean, it's wonderful to go into court, and their rules are so absurd and ridiculous. Anybody who's ever tried to do anything in court on their own knows this. But it's this weird, archaic, you didn't follow this rule. And we're not even going to be reasonable. We're just going to reject your petition because you didn't put it in 1.5 space. I've seen them reject petitions. You didn't put 1-inch margins around your thing. You didn't have, it needs to be in all capitals. So if you don't follow every single rule, see, in business, if you go into business and you do something wrong, there's usually an effort to be like, oh, sir, don't worry about it. Just pay us $5 and we'll call it even. But in legal land, no. If you don't do everything exactly as the law says, game over. And so that's why you have to spend $20,000-$30,000 to hire a wizard who speaks Latin. He knows all the magical rules, and he can go, Your Honor, motion the court to do this, and I said it all properly, and the judge will go, yes, well, that seems perfectly in order, and I order the person to do this.
Yes, you are one of our brothers.
Yes.
It was actually interesting in the...
Yeah, that was funny.
In the Robin Hood trial, James and I were two of the six people who were sued by the city of Keene for filling people's parking meters. In the trial, it was interesting watching the two attorneys, because we have an attorney who took the case on pro bono, and he's been awesome.
John Meyer.
His name's John Meyer, out of Manchester, former ACLU head attorney. Anyway, John took the case, and in the courtroom, the way he was interacting with this other attorney,
Charles Bauer.
Charles Bauer, the other attorney, kept calling him brother.
Yeah, he's like, my brother, and this is the first time I'd heard this. So I was like,
yeah,
are you two brothers? Like, what's going on here? This is weird.
No, it's an attorney thing, apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know if John ever referred to him as brother. It was I'd never seen that happen in a courtroom.
It was
I've been in a lot of courtrooms.
It was almost like a way to like, I'm going to try to get the court to do this, and I hope my brother will agree. It was almost like I'm going to be nice to you kind of
like
deal.
That, yeah. Even weird. Though he was a jerk.
Well,
I mean, this guy he's a scumbag. He's constantly, this other attorney is basically his job, the way he makes his money is by representing cities.
Yep.
So every time he's in court,
and
he's representing
those are the best
states.
Clients because they have a lot of money. In fact, the city of Keene, they spent $70,000, and I said, you know what, if they would have just paid us $5,000 apiece, we would have said, yeah, sure, we won't fill parking meters.
Well, but, you can't speak for me, sir.
$10,000. Surely you'd have a price if they said, okay, quit bothering our parking meter maids and telling them, you know, and this is the other thing about lawyers. In the complaint, they said that we had called one of the parking meters a baby killer, which we didn't do. None of the Robin Hooders said that but... You know, our initial instinct is like, Your Honor, we didn't say this. This is a bunch of lies. We didn't do this. Yes, this happened, but this didn't happen. That's your natural instinct. But John Mayer said, no, we're not even going to deny that we said it. In fact, yeah, we're going to admit, yeah, you told Alan Givitz, the parking meter maid, he was a baby killer. So what? That's not illegal. You can't punish somebody for saying that to a public official. And he said, that'll make it a stronger precedent. So let me see if I get this straight. In legal land... It's not, the worse your language is, the more you're going to admit it because it makes a stronger precedent. Not in normal world, we would be like, we didn't say this, this is totally untrue. So one of the strategies was, yeah, we're not even going to deny that we said all these horrible things. Like, our argument was, yeah, we said them, so what? And we won.
Yeah,
the judge concurred.
He said,
so what if you said all these nasty things to the parking meter maids?
It was amazing, too. Like, John just owned them. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
At one point, Alan was like, well, I believe in free speech unless it upsets people. And John was like, well, what about, like, Nazis marching through a Jewish neighborhood? like, you know, having like a march, and Alan's like, because there was a case about that, a Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
But
that, by the way, is going back to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire, and we've yet to get a date for that final, hopefully what will hopefully be the final Supreme Court hearing for the Robin Hood case. So it's been now 3 years in the making, basically.
Yeah, they could appeal it again, I suppose, you know, to the federal level, and then it would be...
They could.
It would be another journey, I suppose.
Well, you know, hey, it's always interesting with the city. I mean, it's we kind of have this weird detente right now. We're just kind of like, okay, we obviously are equally matched. I mean, you have more force, but we can be a pain in your craw indefinitely. So maybe we should stop trying to, you know, I mean, the thing is, the city, how is it that a bunch of people who I don't think Alan and all the parking meter maids, I think that they're normal people. But why, when you get a bunch of normal people and you put them in the government, bad things happen? Why is everybody who interacts with the government unhappy? I never go to court. Like last night, we went to this really nice Italian restaurant here in Keene. And I was so amazed. Like, for $30, they made this delicious, wonderful meal. And I said, you know what, Miss Waitress, I loved your service, and you were so nice, and the food was delicious. I want to bring all my friends here. I've never been to the DMV and said, you know what, I want to bring all my friends down to the DMV to see how you guys operate.
No.
Like, if anything, everybody's like, oh, please, God, please don't make me go to the DMV. I don't want to be there.
No one ever wants to go there.
Yeah, it's like take a number and sit down, and you filled the forms out wrong. You got
to
tell them.
Always something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you've waited to get through this line and then get to the counter, they find something wrong, and it's like, okay, well, now you got to go do this again, and then wait in the line again for us to tell you you've done something else wrong, and then so on and so forth. Oh, but by that time, that day is closed, so you're going to have to come back the next day. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
So I think we're done with Silk Road 2.0.
Yeah, well, the last thing I wanted to talk about was there is a motion made by Pharrell to disclose, like, how exactly did the federal investigators find him? And the judge denied the motion and basically said, like, well, it says, even though Pharrell took measures to protect his privacy via Tor, his actual IP address, that's the number that your internet connection basically is, it's like an address to find you, which was the thing that actually betrayed him and made it trivial for law enforcement to find him, was in and of itself not private. So basically the judge is saying, well, you know, we don't, like, they could have done something wrong to find you, but, like, they don't have to disclose how they found you. So I found it really fascinating that, you know, there's been a lot of, like, questions about, like, is Tor really secure?
There have been. You've got the Silk Road 1.0 case where it was never really revealed how they located the server itself that they then were able to capture and image to get a bunch of data from. They never revealed that in court. That was one of the most important aspects of the case, and it never got detailed. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you bring us whatever you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, you've got Ian here,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
We're talking about buying things online,
yes.
Specifically things you're not supposed to buy legally.
Who said we can't buy these things?
Well, you can. But the government says you can't.
That you'll go, like, oh, I said, why? Why can't we buy them? I understand if you can't buy a nuclear weapon to blow somebody. You can't buy things that would be used to hurt other people if that's your intention to hurt other people. But why can't we put these chemical compounds into our bodies again? Other than the government said so. Is that the only reason they have?
Because yeah, they decided that these things are bad. For
well, like, I would agree.
Another.
Don't murder people. Don't beat up other people. Don't. You know, steal their stuff, but at the same time, it's like, well, what? Okay, we're
even though alcohol is worse. I mean, alcohol is by far one of the hardest drugs known to man, and the state itself
in New Hampshire,
at least, and several other states, is actually the dealer, the official dealer of hard liquor, which is the most hard version of this super hard drug known as alcohol.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it, if you take too much of it, you'll die.
You sure will.
You'll and probably do stupid things.
At the very least, you'll have a bad time if you take too
now,
much.
Now, Ian, I believe you sang some chronic drug war carols at the New Hampshire State Liquor store, and I think they got a little mad at you
they
for singing.
They banned me and Derek J. Freeman
for singing
for
yeah.
life.
How dare
yeah.
you be obnoxious to them, those good government people.
Another scene that you will see if you watch Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, which you can get for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. If you haven't seen it yet, it's an hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film that chronicles our friend Derek J. Freeman, who just recently moved back to New Hampshire, by the way, in his first year living here and getting active with the Liberty community. He was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame, all for victimless crimes, for not hurting anyone else, and we caught it all on video, and it makes for a really fun and outrageous hour and a half long documentary film. I hope at some point, TJ, you do work up the gumption to watch this.
Yeah,
movie.
I mean, the people ask me, why do you have such a hard time like watching Cops or anything like the show Cops? Or I don't like confrontation. I guess it's because of my background as an intelligence officer. The first rule is don't attract attention to yourself. Don't get caught. You hide in the shadows, observing and reporting back what you're seeing. But you don't go out and thumb your nose at the enemy like, hi, I'm here, I'm spot, you know. And so when I see people like Derek Jay going out there like, yeah, we're going to have a dance party in the town square and we're not going to get a permit. And the cops show up and say, you can't have a dance party here. And we're like, is anybody complaining? No, but that's besides the point. I told you, you can't have it. So if we went down and filled out your piece of paper and got a permission slip from you, then we could have a dance party.
No, we wouldn't give you permission.
Oh, so you would
whenever you ask permission, the answer is almost always no.
No. And then, of course, some other group that hasn't offended the government. And so that's kind of the rule. If you go into the government and the government bureaucrat likes you, he'll approve your request. But if you don't get down on your knees and say, please, Master Government, please let me run a business. And that's why if I was going to do activism, like I wanted to open a shop like Marijuana Incorporated. And I'm not going to sell marijuana. That's just going to be the name of the shop. And I bet you the city would find some reason to deny it. And I'd say, okay, what about Mary Jane Baked Goods? Oh, no? Okay, how about THC Incorporated? And I would just go down the list trying to trick them, and I would have something like an acronym. And so they
THC, the Happy Center.
Yes, the THC Happy Center. And, like, how many ways could they say no to me before I could file a lawsuit going, well, you're just denying me based on a stupid reason that you don't like me other than a legitimate reason?
There's enough stuff in the code that they can keep finding reasons, I'm sure, if you have some really motivated fire inspection agent. They'll be like, well, you know, this didn't meet the code or whatever.
Let's go to James. He's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, James?
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to call y'all tonight to let you know a little update on a case about five Marion County deputies that beat a man that had his hands up unarmed. Four of the deputies pled guilty for a plea deal in federal court. One deputy took it to trial. Today the trial was over and he was found not guilty.
Wow.
There's video evidence of this. The video shows him punching this guy in the face 30 times. And he still basically got found not guilty.
Incredible. By a jury?
By a jury.
And why? What do they have to say for themselves? Did any interview, any jurors allow themselves to be interviewed afterward?
No. They wouldn't say any comment, and basically his lawyer said that it was just a happy day for my client, and he was like, I'm glad I get to go home to my family while these four other deputies that are facing prison time for pleading guilty are all going to prison, and they all testified against him in open court, and he still got not guilty.
So this is the Jesse Terrell case?
Yes.
Okay.
You familiar with this, TJ?
Only briefly. I mean, there's so many of these cases, and it's just hard to keep track of them. And what I like to tell people who are pro-police supporters, it's like, well, police officers are human beings, and they suffer from the same defects that all human beings suffer from, which is sometimes they get mad, sometimes they're tempted by money, sometimes they lose their temper. And I mean, so the thing is, a police officer has a lot of power. If they say you're under arrest, there's no discussion. You are under arrest. You're putting your hands behind your back. And some people who I don't think a lot of them recognize how powerful that is to tell another human being, you're going to do what I say. And if you don't, I have the authority to use my gun to force you to do what I say. And that is what a police officer is. He is a person who's authorized. I mean, I like to say a search warrant is basically legalized robbery. I mean, if I were to come in your house with a gun and say, put up your hands, give me your computers and all this stuff, your mail, give me all this stuff, that would be robbery. But because I have a piece of paper called a search warrant and I'm a police officer, I can come in, oh, I was conducting court-authorized activity. So the only difference between those two is the fact that one, a government agent, is doing it. And I ask people, what is the difference between a robber doing it and a police officer doing it? Well, we accept that like that's what a lot of people think is, oh, well, the police are the good guys. They're allowed to do that to catch the bad guys.
And the jurors certainly believe that the police are the good guys.
No. Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Police officers. Well,
he should have been allowed to beat that man. He was a police officer.
News
and he was a criminal.
Jurors. Police officers are humans. And you know what? Some police officers lie. Not all of them, but some of them do.
So, James, was there more from the story you wanted to share?
Well, yeah. My opinion on it just shows you that if what if the other four deputies would have took it to trial? They probably would have been found not guilty too. And on top of that, the deputy said, Deputy Crawford said in open court when he was testifying that he thought punching this guy in the face was okay, that he wouldn't get in trouble for it, and that he's done this on multiple times, 20 to 30 times before this.
Wow.
So,
yeah, not a surprise.
I mean, yeah, it's just wrong that, you know, Derek Price, the guy that got beat, has to go through this, had to testify. He, you know, he's lost his job over this.
And did you say, I'm sorry if you said it, but I might have spaced it, but what was Derek, the victim, the man who was beaten by the police, what was he being investigated for or pulled over? Or what was the circumstance that brought the beating in the first place?
The Marion County SWAT team kicked his door in on a drug raid. He ran out the back door. He ran a couple blocks down the road. He got to a parking lot. And he raised his hands up and said, I give up. They jumped out of a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have been running away. He deserved to be beat up because he tried to run away. I mean,
yeah, it's totally inappropriate.
That's a known thing here in Marion County. If you run from the cops, you're going to get a lick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually the excuse is because you keep running. This guy stopped and gave up. I mean, it's one thing if you are a fleeing alleged felon and the cops have to use force to stop you. It'd be one thing to tackle a guy and then, you know,
and if he's putting up a resistance and like, I'm going to kill him with a knife. Like, that's when you should tackle somebody. But if a suspect's compliant, as angry as you might, here's a piece of advice to the good police officers. As angry as you might be as a suspect, if he's compliant with your commands, if he's putting his hands up, don't use force against
him. Well, a professional officer would handle it that way, but a lot of these guys are adrenaline junkies, and they just finished running, you know, half a mile or whatever.
And I'm pissed off. How dare you make me run and disobey me?
James, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the heads up on the story.
No,
I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about Open Bazaar, because that's sort of the next step in... Hard to call it a dark net because it's not really a dark net marketplace. It's not being run through Tor, the supposedly anonymizing browser. The Open Bazaar is its own piece of software that you will download, that you can download right now from Open Bazaar. Do I have to spell it? There's two A's in Bazaar. OpenBazaar.org, and you can download it for, I believe, Windows, Linux, Mac, install it, and then you can actually create your own store and sell whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You do not have to apply to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be approved by any central committee or any administrator or management. You can sell whatever you want on OpenBazaar, and I just got it installed, actually, tonight for the first time here. I tried it last night. We'll tell you more about it, and what makes it special. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.